Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. And in this newsletter, we're going to take a look at the world markets. And first off, I hope everyone had a nice weekend. And it's Monday, January 18th. And those of us who live in the United States, of course, enjoyed an extra day off, enjoyed a nice long holiday weekend. Of course, the U.S. markets were closed in observance of Martin Luther King Day. And normally, we issue a set of newsletters on Sunday, but because of the long holiday weekend, I decided to use that time to work on some back-end issues of Breakpoint Trades, some new product launches that we have planned for the future. Also, Steve Nelson's out of town, so I'm having to do the newsletters myself. Anyway, so what I'm doing is I'm issuing the newsletters on Monday instead, and I'm issuing three of them. This is the first one. Just take a look at the world markets around the world. And then I'm going to issue a newsletter specifically on the general market analysis. And then finally, I'm going to issue a newsletter on commodities specifically. So those of you who might be new to the site, every chart here has a corresponding number to the left. You see it in the color. That's to help you follow along as I discuss each item. Okay. Some of the newsletters, Breakpoint Trades, you do video format. This one's an audio format. So let's go ahead and get started. Item number one is a world map with a bunch of markers on it. I think, and basically, this is from our database. It shows you all the Breakpoint Trades members around the world. And so as you can see, Breakpoint Trades is a global company. Obviously, most of our members are congregated in the U.S., but we do have members in basically every continent except Greenland. And so lots, you know, we have a few in South America, some in Africa, lots in, obviously, in Europe, Australia, Asia, etc. And so you know, once a week, you know, once a month or so, I like to take a look at the general world markets. Now, mostly we find that the markets move together. It is a global economy now, though you do see different variances. And sometimes, speaking of Elliott wave count, other markets have different long-term wave counts. One market that stands out in particular is Brazil. For the long term, it appears to have a much more bullish long-term perspective than many of the other charts. But I'll discuss that below. So let's go and get started. So number two is just the S&P 500. I'm just using that as a proxy for the U.S. markets. Again, you know, the markets have had a nice, strong rally since they bottomed in March of 2009. And they continue on their uptrend. Friday last week, the U.S. market had a nice pullback on options expiration, but it continues to hold the uptrend from the July lows. And again, I'll discuss the U.S. markets in a separate newsletter. But a lot of the foreign markets have a similar appearance to them. They bottomed at the same time, and they continue to hold similar trend lines. Keeping in our general vicinity of the United States, chart number three is the TSX. Of course, that is Canada, Toronto Exchange. And similar chart here, you have, you know, it bottomed in March, and it had a similar pullback in June to July time frame, and it's been on an uptrend ever since. It's also holding its uptrend from the July lows. So that's the key support here, is this uptrend line from the July lows, in my opinion. And that appears to be the same with the S&P 500 above. And so the market is at support. So this is a place for it to have another rally. There is a rising wedge appearance here. And so over time, I think that wedge will play out. You know, the markets are getting tired. They've had a nice, huge rally from the March 09 time frame. So eventually, it will need to rest. Think of like a sprinter. No matter how good a shape you're in, or a sprinter is in, he eventually will have to rest. So, you know, eventually the markets will need to consolidate. But for now, we hold these uptrend lines from July, and that's the key to watch. So, Toronto's holding his uptrend. Chart number four is, we're going to move down to Mexico. Now, Mexico also bottomed in March of 09. But it has a much more pronounced little wedge pattern here. And you can see it potentially broke the little rising wedge, I'd say mid last week. Now, it's just starting to break the 34 EMA here. On my charts here, I have two sets of moving averages, a 1334 EMA and a 200 SMA. So the Mexican market is starting to show a little signs of weakness. So that's something to keep an eye on. Chart number 5 is EWW. That's the ETF for Mexico, or at least one of them. And it has a wedge pattern here. It has yet to break down for the wedge, though. But it's a way to play Mexico if you wanted to. Again, it still has yet to break its wedge pattern to the downside. And it has support at the moving averages below. So, you know, it's an ETF. It's going to trade a little differently than the Mexican market above. But that's the ETF for it. Moving on, chart number 6. Let's skip over to Australia. We have quite a few members there. Again, you know, nothing new here. Their market bottomed in early March, 09, just like ours. Had a similar pullback in June and July. And it recently formed a nice symmetrical triangle, however, in December. And it was a bullish triangle, and it broke out to the upside in late December, and it's been moving up ever since. Nothing real bearish on this chart. You can also draw a nice uptrend line from the July lows, and they could be both flagging here potentially. So wouldn't really be surprised to see a little more upside in the Australian market. I would watch the uptrend line from the July 09 lows. And the other thing you'll notice with all these indexes, guys, is that if you plot the 1334 EMA on just the daily charts, they've kept you in most of the trend all from last year. And so I think going forward, when the 13 crosses back below the 34, I think that would be something to take note of for the bears. But otherwise, the uptrend remains nice here, and that symmetrical triangle played out well. Obviously, you know, all the indexes are quite a bit above their 200-day moving averages. Moving on to Brazil. Chart number 7 is a daily chart of Brazil. Brazil has had it bottomed actually in 2008, in November of 2008. So it bottomed before the majority of the foreign markets. And that's one thing that makes it stand out longer term. So it's been on an uptrend longer here. And the Brazil is also different because you can count a clear 5-wave uptrend. In hindsight, I should have taken this chart back to 2008 so you can see the beginning of wave 1. But it has a clear 5-wave uptrend, whereas some of the other markets do not, such as the S&P 500. But anyway, it appears to be in its extended 5th-wave pattern, and it has a clear rising wedge here with pretty pronounced negative divergence. It held support. It pulled back to the uptrend line. And, you know, you could also make a case for it to have another push to the upside. That's definitely allowed since it's still in the wedge pattern. But again, it's getting late into this pattern. I think eventually this wedge will play out. Longer term, Brazil, in my opinion, is one of the more long-term bullish markets. Again, because the wave count here is much more bullish. It's a 5-wave uptrend. And the longer-term wave count looks good. But this is not the time to buy it. The time to buy it was last year, or it'll be the next time to buy it will be on a decent ABC correction, and I'll explain that next. Chart number 8 is the weekly long-term chart of Brazil with the wave count. It goes back to 2002, and if this is the correct wave count, this is super bullish because basically you have a long wave 1 move up from 2002, and the 2008 pullback to the late 2008 pullback. It appears to be simply a wave, large degree wave 2 pullback. And if that's the correct count, it means that Brazil is now in a very bullish wave 3 up. Okay. You could also see that Brazil extended, you know, quite a bit of relative strength, while the majority of the world markets, the U.S. markets and other world markets, topped out in 2007. Brazil didn't top out until 2008. And it bottomed earlier. It bottomed in 2008 versus 2009 versus most of the markets. But anyway, if this is the correct count, Brazil, again, in a very short term and intermediate term, is quite a bit overbought. This is probably major wave 1. You can see I have it there on the upper right side. And That's correct. It'll experience a nice correction, possibly 38, maybe even 50, maybe even retrace 50% of this move that it's had. But that'll be a wave two. And theoretically, it should form a higher low. And it will be on that higher low sometime in later 2010 would be a time to go long Brazil. And one way to go long is Brazil is by the ETF. One of the ETFs are EWZ. But there's also quite a few other ETFs and possibly mutual funds. So again, point in case, or case in point, long term, Brazil's bullish, in my opinion. But it's not the time to buy now. The time to buy it may be, you know, months from now, maybe 6 months from now. I'm not sure whenever, you know, this wave two pullback starts and whenever it ends. Okay. So that's my longer term view on Brazil. But it's one to keep in the back burner, one to remember for later 2010. Chart number 9, we move on to China. This is the China, one of the China indexes. And, well, a lot of the China indexes look different depending on what how they're plotted. The CZH is in this long horizontal rectangle pattern. It has yet to break to the upside. So whatever direction this breaks is something to note. Now, chart number 10 is the SSEC. That's the Shanghai Index. Obviously a different pattern. It's formed a symmetrical triangle pattern here. So this is something to watch to see if it breaks to the upside or not. If it breaks to the upside, then the Shanghai Index should have another nice rally up. Or if it breaks to the downside, that would be bearish. So respect the direction it breaks. But not a bad looking triangle. And chart number 11 is the Hong Kong Hang Seng Index. And it's quite a bit weaker. It's kind of reminds me, you know, it's weaker. Not like the SSEC, but it's more like the first China index. But anyway, you can see that it topped out in November, and it made a lower high in January. I drew two support trend lines here. That's the support areas to watch. Now, if those are broken, the next support would be the 200-day moving average below. But this index looks weak. Looks like it needs, you know, it could begin a correction here very soon. Unless it really just starts to rally out of the gate here. So stochastics are starting to get it worked down, oversold. So, again, it could start powering up here again. But this is something to watch. It is right on the breakpoint support here. Chart number 12 is the Nikkei, Japan. Now, the Nikkei is, you know, one of the stronger indexes. It broke out to new highs again, and it continues to move up. So, it's for now, this is one of the stronger indexes. Chart number 13, moving on to Europe. So the DAX, German DAX, and it's potentially forming a little rising wedge pattern here. Regular stochastics overbought, so oversold. So again, it has room to move up inside the wedge if it wants to. Again, I think it's going to depend on what the U.S. markets do this week, if we have one more rally up or not. Chart number 14 is Austria, and horizontal resistance above, and it's got, you know, support of its moving averages below. Really not much to say here until we'll see what it does this week. Chart number 15 is the FTSE London Index. Again, pretty much looks like the U.S. markets bottomed in March and has had a nice, you know, rally up into this year. Key uptrend support appears to be the uptrend line from the July lows. That's the short-term support. Chart number 16 is Spain, Madrid. Can draw a support uptrend line from November. So I think that's one of the keys to watch. Otherwise, if that's broken, we could have a quick pull down to, say, 1175 and then maybe to 200-day moving average. There is negative divergence, of course, on the MACD. Chart number 17 is Russia, Russian trading system, and it's one of the stronger indexes as well. It started to break out of a little horizontal rectangle pattern a couple weeks ago. While it is overbought, there's really no nothing negative here. Chart number 18 is Belgium. Now, Belgium, you can actually draw a well-defined uptrend line from the March 2009 lows. And so, in my opinion, that's the key support to watch. The no side of the 34 moving average comes in right there. So if you break that, combined with negative divergence, I think this market will have a healthy pullback. Chart number 19 is Norway. Similar. You can... to the one above. You can draw a nice uptrend line from the March 2009 lows, Watch the uptrend line there, folks. And watch 60 period stochastics at the bottom. Notice how it's right on 80%. If it dips below 80%, we break that uptrend line, then I think it's due for a healthy correction. Chart number 20 is Amsterdam. Support, you can draw an uptrend line support from the July lows as well as the March 2009 lows. That support's quite far away, so it has room to pull back into that support if it wants to. Obviously, the trend is up. Chart number 21 is India. And I'm drawing a support trend line from the July 2009 lows. I think that's the key lower support. Otherwise, resistance is the upper trend line there. Definitely forming in some kind of wedge here, so I think it's due for in the coming weeks some kind of break, either break to the upside or break to the downside. It's definitely starting to tighten up. Chart number 22 is the Indonesian index, and looks kind of similar to the Nikkei, et cetera. It broke out to new highs here, so we'll see if it holds above this area or forms a divergent high. So otherwise, nothing new to report. Chart number 23 is Malaysia. Again, pretty similar to the chart above. It's still pretty strong, as you can see. Chart number 24 is Singapore. Nice uptrend line I could draw from November. I think that and the 34 EMA are support. You know, obviously, the trend remains up until it starts to break those supports. Chart number 25 is South Korea, Seoul Index. And it tested resistance last week, today, horizontal resistance there. So, it's either going to maybe consolidate and have a breakout here. It definitely looks like it could try to break out here if it wants to. Or it's going to be rejected. But it looks like it wants to at least try to break out. So it's got nice resistance here. That's one to watch. So again, guys, nothing new report. The trend remains up in most indexes. But I just wanted to key you in on what I'm seeing worldwide, as well as some key markets to watch for long term, such as Brazil, short term maybe Mexico, and et cetera. So that does it, and I will be sending out the rest of the weekend newsletters, or rest of the newsletters, shortly this evening. Have a great evening. Thank you.